Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. Former Alaska Governor and 2008 Republican Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin was foiled in her attempt to win a special congressional election, according to the delayed results from the state's August 16th election. Though 60% of Alaska voters chose a Republican candidate to succeed the late Representative Don Young, who unexpectedly passed away in March, Democrat Mary Peltola won the ranked choice voting system that was utilized for the first time in an Alaska election. The cumbersome process involves a jungle primary format where all of the candidates, regardless of political party affiliation, are placed on the same ballot. In the Alaska system, the top four finishers then advance into the general election. In this particular contest, since one of the finalists dropped out after the qualifying primary, three individuals were on the August 16th ballot. Because Alaska allows a ballot reception period of 2 weeks after the election, final results and ranked choice calculations were not released until August 31st. In the end, Ms. Peltola was awarded the victory because the ballots that ranked the third place finisher, Republican businessman Nick Begich, as the first choice, were located after his elimination, and then the second choices from only those ballots were added to the aggregate count. Of the more than 192,000 ballots cast in the election, almost 15,000, or approximately 8% of the total electorate, were disqualified because the people incorrectly filled out their ranked choice ballots. Ms. Palin lost by 5,219 votes. This process will all be run again in November. In addition to filling the Young seat in the special election, voters chose the finalists for the next congressional term to be decided in the regular general election. The same three finalists advanced, so we may well see a rerun of what just happened. Should either Ms. Palin or Mr. Begich withdraw from the race, it will likely mean that Ms. Peltola's general election fate will be sealed, since the overwhelming number of voters supported a Republican candidate. It is now up to the Alaska Republican Party leadership to sort out what happens next. While a pair of new Democrats will be added to the House, Ms. Peltola and Patrick Ryan, who last week won a New York special congressional election, two more are resigning their seats. Florida Congressman Charlie Crist, who won the Democratic gubernatorial primary on August 23rd, announced that he will immediately leave the House to concentrate on his statewide campaign against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Earlier in the year, another Florida Democratic congressman, Ted Deutsch, announced that he would leave the House to assume the leadership of the American Jewish Committee. Mr. Deutsch has now said he will leave Congress on October 1st. With these changes, Democrats will have 220 members of the House and Republicans 213 once all of the scheduled special elections have finally been decided. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.